This is Dave Bayless for Human Scale Business. I'm speaking with Doug Cunnington, the founder of Niche Site Project, about search engine optimization. So Doug, what's your background? How did you develop an expertise in search engine optimization?
My background from a corporate standpoint is in management consulting and software project management, and probably like a lot of good stories about a profession, you end up in some sort of a long path to get where you're at. So a few years back, I actually stumbled onto digital marketing in general, and it was just sort of a side hobby. I got into affiliate websites, and search engine optimization, or SEO, is pretty much a key component in any kind of digital marketing. And you know, right now I sort of focus on Amazon affiliate niche sites, and I blog at Niche Site Project. So it was kind of a roundabout way to eventually get to SEO.
So what exactly is an Amazon affiliate website? What does it do?
So an Amazon affiliate website is basically a website where there are product reviews, say maybe it's, you know, food processors or something like that, where a person would go to Google, they would search, you know, information about food processors because they're interested in buying one. Perhaps they find my website and then read some information. And on my website, there are links which take the user over to Amazon where they make a purchase, and I would get a small commission from that.
So being able to use SEO techniques to attract traffic to your site is foundational to you making any money with an affiliate site.
Yes, absolutely. It's critical.
So in your experience in working with SEO in this fashion, where have you found the areas about or the topics of SEO that are most likely to be misunderstood or underestimated or overestimated for that matter by people who are e-commerce marketers?
Sure. Well, you know, I think one of the big misconceptions is really a myth. And that is, you know, if you create great content, then people will naturally find it. And that's not really true anymore. It may have been a few years back when there wasn't so much content online, but at this point, people can barely keep up with all the news stories and just content in general, whether it's, you know, blog post or YouTube or Instagram, Pinterest, and so on. And basically, if you want eyeballs on your site, they're going to have to go out there and market it and market your content in a smart way. So let's look at an example, I guess. So let's say you sell homemade soap and you write a really good tutorial. Maybe you even do videos and you take a lot of images. And this tutorial is about making soap start to finish. And if you just hit the publish button and you wait for Google to send you traffic, then you're going to be waiting a long time. Probably nothing's going to happen. And, you know, for me, sort of a rule of thumb is to spend at least the same amount of time telling people about your post and your content as you did creating it. And, you know, sometimes you may need to spend more time marketing that content than you do creating it. You know, there's a lot of different ways to market content, and it can be in the form of emailing influencers or guest posting on other sites in the niche, or being on podcasts is another good way to get eyes on your content. One of the other sort of misconceptions is that you need either expensive tools or services to do SEO on your site. In my opinion, you can do so much with free tools and some elbow grease. And most of the time, you know, someone is telling you that you need to have some fancy app or some sort of expensive service. Most of the time, they're trying to sell you something.
So I get the impression that even though SEO is a key component of what you've done with digital marketing, I'm getting the impression that it's a necessary but insufficient kind of thing, that the notion of writing great content and maybe executing SEO brilliantly isn't enough. Those are necessary things now, but they're by themselves are not distinguishing or sufficient. Is that right?
Right. I think so. And I mean, really, you have to take a holistic view of, you have to create the great content. I mean, that's the price of admission. And then you have to market it in an effective way. And then you also have to do the technical. It's not overly technical, but there are some technical aspects of the SEO where you need to have that right. Like you mentioned, sort of it's a big picture and holistic view is what you have to do.
So let's dig in a little bit deeper on that. There are some technical aspects of SEO that are a requirement. If you were to give somebody that is relatively new to SEO some advice about what are the bases they have to cover technically, what would it be?
You really need to make sure that you understand where your traffic is coming from and where you want it to come from. So from an SEO standpoint, search engine optimization, I'm obviously going to talk about the search engine part of it. And Google has, I think it's something like 68% or close to 70% of the market share of search engines. So that's a good place to focus. And I'm going in a roundabout way, but essentially, if you want to get traffic from Google, you need to make sure that people are actually searching for the phrases that you're targeting on your website. And people call these search phrases keywords, even though they are maybe four or five words long. So you have to make sure that people are using the keywords that you're targeting. And again, we can go back to the homemade soap example. Let's say you have an article that you titled how to make soap bars, because that's technically what you're doing in the tutorial. And it turns out that that specific phrase, how to make soap bars, is searched for 210 times per month. It only takes 10 or 15 seconds to search for something like that. I realized that there's another similar term that is how to make homemade soap, and that's actually searched for 2,400 times per month. So changing the title and being a little bit smarter about what you're writing can make a massive, potentially a 10x difference in the traffic that could come to that specific blog post. And, that is a small technical aspect. There's a free tool on Google that you can use to look that sort of thing up. At a minimum, you should make sure that people are searching for the things that you want them to find on your site, using the correct terms and the right phrase.
So starting with some fundamental keyword research is a foundational skill, it sounds like.
Yes.
What about somebody who has climbed the learning curve on SEO a little bit and is covering some of the keyword search basics, reasonably well? What kind of questions should they be asking about how to improve their search results beyond some of the building blocks?
One should understand where the traffic's coming from already, and then you could sort of make some decisions about that. The specifics would, of course, be totally dependent on your own site and what your content is all about. Once you have that baseline, then you could look to two main areas, and these is sort of the currency of SEO, in my opinion. And the first is backlinks. So backlinks are really just the links that are on other sites that link to your site. So the more links you have, the better. If you have content on your site and the traffic isn't quite what you hoped, then you should probably check on your backlinks just to make sure that you actually have some. The truth is, it's really rare for people to just link to your site unprompted. It can happen, but it's really rare that someone will stumble onto your site and then just link to it on their own blog. So this goes back to the content marketing portion that I was mentioning before. You have to tell people about what you're doing, why they should care, and that's how you would end up getting links. It's really, like anything else, it's relationship building and networking within your niche. So the second part would be the content. So like I said, really good content is just the price of admission. So you should be writing or creating videos or whatever your outlet is, top-notch content. And it sounds like it really could be a huge task, but here's how I do it for written content. I'll Google the term that I'm trying to target and rank for. I'll check out the top 10 results that are the most relevant, things that have valuable content in them. Take note on that and really take very detailed notes about what the sites cover well. I take notes on what they're missing. That's actually one of the most important things, to find the gaps. And look at the comments too. That's sort of a hidden place where you could see the most common questions that people have about a specific topic. It also really exposes the gaps in the existing content out there online. And basically, you just research the hell out of the existing content as much as you can. Then you could take what you've learned in all that research and then make your content the best. In summary, the sort of 1-2 punch of backlinks and then very thorough, well-done content will take you very far.
You've mentioned a couple of tools that you think that are useful with SEO and not necessarily something that you have to pay for. What kind of tools have you found are particularly good bang for the buck?
Yeah, I sort of referred to them, but didn't mention them by name before. So the first is the Google Keyword Planner. The Keyword Planner is actually one piece of the AdWords suite of tools. And it's the tool that you could use to find the volume, the search volume of keyword phrases, like I was mentioning with the homemade soap. And it's really easy to use. It's a free tool, and it's actually for advertisers on Google. However, anyone can sign up and use it for free. And then you're able to, you know, type in just a basic term like homemade soap, and then you'll see roughly 800 other keywords and phrases and the associated keyword volume, the number of times people search for it per month. The second tool is Google Analytics. It's a full analytics suite of tools that you can use to basically see how many people are visiting your site. And it's super simple to set up and use. However, it's very powerful, and you can, you know, do things that are very complicated, like track the path that someone took through your website before they made a purchase. So, you know, it could actually give you insight on where the sort of the top of your sales funnel is on your website, and it can help you optimize certain areas if you want to, you know, really get into it. Again, that's a free tool, and it's sort of the, you know, the standard analytics tool that anyone uses on their website. The last one is, it's called the Google Search Console, and it's sort of like a webmaster tools area, an admin panel on Google. In fact, it used to be called the Google Webmaster Tools. From there, you can see some of the technical aspects on your site, like the metadata and how many pages you have indexed. It also tells you if there are any security issues. And one of the key things that you can use it for that I mentioned was checking the backlinks that you have to your site in which Google has in their index of websites. To repeat them all again, it's the Google Keyword Planner, Google Analytics, and then the Google Search Console. All free tools. And those are sort of the baseline of what a person needs, what a webmaster needs to make things happen.
So what I'm hearing is that in your experience with SEO, that there's no longer any sort of magic formula related to SEO where you can solve your marketing problems purely technically. It starts with having great content, but as you create your content, you need to do so anticipating or understanding what specific terms people are actually using when they're entering a search phrase in Google. And you've mentioned some tools that help us identify that. You need to be proactive about telling people what you're writing about and soliciting backlinks. So this disciplined process of creating good content, making it discoverable by associating keyword phrases that people are actually using, and cultivating your networks to have people link back to your content is an ongoing process. There's no magic necessarily about it, but you have to do it in a disciplined and continuous way.
If you have those, you know, those ideas in mind, create great content, be sure you tell people about it. That can take you a really long, long way. I believe that you probably get the greatest benefits if you sort of, you know, niche down to certain areas. Focus on networking within a specific niche so that you can capitalize on the fact that you're focusing on that, you know, one specific area.